855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you, as always, tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find on the site. We give them to you, and you can control the content of the site as well. You can submit different things to it. So you find something online that you think's interesting, you copy the URL, submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com, and then others who are visiting our site can vote. You get to vote on things as well. But the most voted up will make it to the front page in the top of the website. You can vote things down as also. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Again, freetalklive.com. Let's go to Colin listening in Michigan. Colin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight, Colin?
For a while here in Michigan, I've noticed there's a big liberty movement, actually, in Michigan.
Really?
Going to yeah, actually, you'd be pretty surprised. Mackinac Center, and there's a couple other public policy places here. Very free market. Not so much personal,
Talk Live? Free Talk Live is on more station in Michigan than any other state.
It's true. We are very well distributed in Michigan, no doubt about that. But, I mean, if there's a big liberty movement, where's all the liberty? It seems like it's dying in Michigan.
Well, I wouldn't quite say that. And to be honest, I just graduated from Michigan State, so I'm trying to look in to see how I get Free Talk Live in the Metro Detroit area. But
Detroit is one of the areas in which we are not on. But it, you know, one of the ways you can do that is to contact local talk radio stations and ask them very nicely to add Free Talk Live. That's about the best way. Of course, in alternatives, you can always set up your own pirate radio station.
Yeah, definitely going to look into it. But the main reason I'm calling is about a new idea about the Free State Project.
Okay.
And I really, really like the Free State Project idea. But the thing is, not all of us like to, say, move to New Hampshire. Being from Michigan, I kind of have an idea of what New Hampshire may look like, and I personally like the metro city feel more than I would, say, moving out to like a wooded area or something like that. Now, the thing that I've been kind of swapping around with a few of my liberty friends.
Well, first of all, I'd like to point something out before you go on with your pitch. Just correct a little misinformation. Yes, there's plenty of woods in New Hampshire, and I imagine there's a lot of woods in Michigan as well. It's not all urban. There's no Detroit in New Hampshire. We don't have anything with that level of population.
None of our cities are going to file for bankruptcy.
I wouldn't speak on their behalf, Mark.
I think I just saw it on CNN.
No, that's true.
But all that said, what I wanted to point out was that Manchester is a fairly urban area. The population density is fairly thick.
You should see it before you pass too much judgment on it. I mean, it's got 15-story buildings and maybe even taller than that. So,
right.
You know.
I mean, it's technically a real city, a metropolitan kind of city. So, yes, there are cities in New Hampshire. They're just New Hampshire-sized cities, not the size of, like, a California city or a Detroit.
Okay. So my idea is, with Detroit being dilapidated, I mean, for all intents and purposes, the city has hit rock bottom. People may want to live in an urban environment, which may actually be easier to control some of the state government or local governments, easier than you may anticipate in a place like Detroit, because there are a lot of people that live in Metro Detroit that actually do want to go back to the city, because a lot of Michiganders just go to Chicago. That's not really our home, but I propose like a free city project, and the idea that we could get enough liberty lovers in Michigan to move to a certain part of Detroit, influence the area, make our own privatized police and fire, and show that you can live in a city, provide for a community idea, and live peacefully and voluntarily. I mean, does that sound like something that you think would be feasible? I understand you guys love the Free State Project, but what I'm trying to convey is that maybe this could work in a more urban environment, such as a place like Detroit that has been just hit rock bottom, and
I think it's a fantastic idea. My question to you is, you were talking about police and fire. How do you have a voluntary society with police and fire?
Well, you can do that through privatized means. I mean, that's been proved throughout areas in society and vast civilizations, volunteer fire forces and police, you know, not necessarily police, but you would think about privatized security forces. I don't know what you want me to coin it, but I think you guys get the idea that it can be privatized in some manner, correct?
Well, I do get the idea, but what I'd like you to drill down on is actually the police use, because I think that many of the folks that I know around this area anyway are really not in favor of police force in any way, shape, or form. So I would love to see you do your project, absolutely. I just was curious about the law enforcement and force aspect of it.
So I've got some... with the idea of the privatized security forces, it works like insurance. I mean, I've heard Mark talk many times on Free Talk Live about privatized security forces that work as an insurance agent almost. People buy into this insurance pool that protects them from outside intrusions or what have you.
Sure.
I mean, does that make sense? Or?
Absolutely, and I'm very familiar with that as well. I just wasn't sure where you were going with it, so thanks for clarifying.
Yes, absolutely. Like I said, you know what, I listen to you guys a lot on my phone through an app because I don't get it in the area, but love the show, and there are a lot of people in Michigan that...
What app?
I use this app called TuneIn.
Excellent.
Can listen to any radio station on Earth, pretty much, whatever country you're in, and you can get an internet connection, you can use this app. And
TuneIn's a great app. It's on all the platforms, so whether you've got iPhone or Android or whatever, TuneIn.com.
I've got some critiques on the idea of the Free State Detroit. First off, have you heard of
Free City Project?
Free City Detroit. Have you heard of the Free State Project West?
I have not, no.
Have you heard of the Southeast Liberty Project?
You know what, Mark? No, I haven't.
Have you heard of Free State Europe?
I've heard of Free State things in Europe. I don't know if you're hinting at a specific one.
Have you heard of the South? What's the one in South Carolina? The Exodus Project.
Yeah, the Christian Exodus.
Christian Exodus Project.
I'm afraid not. You know, I haven't heard of any of these. So.
I'll tell you what. Rather than going through all the trouble of setting up Free City Detroit, just add it to that list. And then you'll be fine, because these are all failed projects, essentially, projects that people had that, they got some people excited about, and essentially nothing has come of
it. What about Paulville, Mark?
I'm not even familiar with Paulville.
Remember back in the 2008 Ron Paul campaign, some rabid Ron Paul fans figured it'd be a good idea for Ron Paul people to move together to one another, but not up to New Hampshire where all those other Ron Paul people are.
Oh, that's right.
Let's start our own Paulville somewhere. I don't even remember where they ended up picking it.
Texas makes the most sense, I suppose.
Yeah, I think it probably was Texas. And actually now there's another plan for a Texas Libertopia of some sort. So these things kind of come and they kind of go. And that's not to say someone couldn't make one of them stick and make it work.
It's just an idea. And there's, the Free State Project is much more than an idea.
It's real.
The success of the idea that you've had. And sadly, I mean, look, man, I wish the Founding Fathers would have landed in Miami Beach, but those guys ended up on Plymouth Rock, all right? I'm from Florida originally, and I don't relish the, temperatures dropping below freezing.
Nobody
I don't
does,
like
Mark.
Snow on
Nobody
the road,
does.
And I don't like any of that.
I didn't
that
hear
crap.
Colin say that. Weather
no,
was an issue.
I'm allowed to have my preferences. Is that okay?
Right, but I'm just trying to say what
I understand.
We're addressing Colin's call.
We're talking about me and my preferences,
well, but
Colin.
We've got Colin on the line.
But we can have a Free City Project in every single city across the United States. Let's just get everybody to move to every city, and that wouldn't work.
Well, what? I don't want to see you guys running down the caller's idea, because I think it's a great idea. And you know what? If you want to hit the ground running on it, or there are other people out where you are that are interested in doing it, and you don't want to move to New Hampshire, bless your heart, my friend. Go do it.
Yeah, I mean, go get it done.
I would add the caveat is give it a time limit. Say, I'm giving this 3 years, and at the end of 3 years, when this fails, I'm going to pick up and move to the Free State.
Well, how will you define failure, Mark?
You'll know it when you get there.
Well, I mean, after 3 years, the Free State Project had just picked New Hampshire as a state, so... How would you define failure?
I would define all of these things as some level of failure. I would define the Free State Projects as the least level of failure of all of them. I mean, I've got things that I'd like to critique about the Free State Project.
No doubt.
However,
no doubt.
If you want to move around people that love liberty because you think that's a good idea, reinventing the wheel, in this case, is statistically highly likely to fail.
You are behind the ball by about 10 years. I mean, the Free State Project did kick off back in 2001. So I'll tell you what, Colin, we've been talking all over you here. We're going to put you on hold if you want. Stick with us. We'll come back with your remainder of your thoughts here in a moment. More with Colin at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today. Today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring whatever you want. It's 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have there for you. Again, freetalklive.com features including our listening options. Live streams are there. The radio list of radio stations we're on, satellite listening choices, webcam, listen lines, so much information, all of it about how you can get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com.
The state owns the land, but they don't own the water. To be free today, you need a boat, and not just any boat, a life yacht. It's a stable catamaran as big as a house that purifies its own water, generates its own power, grows its own food, and has a shallow draft to be able to get a four-wheel drive car or SUV ashore. With a life yacht, You can live free of nearly any government intrusion and have a seashore home anywhere in the world. The government bothers you, you weigh anchor, sail away. You can be involved for as few as $1,000 and the commitment of as little as 8 months. It's ericsoncouncil.com. ericsoncouncil.com.
All right, let's continue here. Colin is still with us listening in Michigan. He has a proposal, which, interestingly, is one that has been proposed on the air before, sort of. Although they didn't call it the individual that called did not call it the Free City Project. He was calling it just moving Agoras to Detroit. The idea is, since Detroit is a crumbling formerly, you know, golden age metropolis or whatever you want to call it, where, you know, things were really good in the past in Detroit, and now people are leaving there. It's a major exodus. People are getting the hell out. And as a result of that, there's news stories coming out of Detroit that are just unbelievable. In fact, I found this one. That apparently Detroit police are cutting their hours. I don't know if you've heard this one, but Detroit police, previously you could go into a police station 24 hours a day in Detroit, you know, big city, 24 hours a day, you can go to a police station. But not anymore. Now they're cutting back to just 8 hours per day. So, you know, you can't even get police services at certain hours of the day in Detroit. So I think it's an interesting concept to, you know, well, let's create some sort of an agorist enclave within Detroit to secede ourselves from it, provide our own services. It's a big dreamer thing, and I think it's, you know, I agree with Nemi. I think that if that's what you've got your heart set on, you should go and do it. Although, at the other hand, I think Mark is trying to give you some realistic expectations as to, you know, how likely or unlikely it might be that that you'll succeed at this, because you are essentially going to be competing for movers at that point with the Free State Project and all the other myriad of Free State imitators out there, like Free State Wyoming and the Southeast Liberty Project and the new Libertopia in Texas or whatever it is they're doing down there. So I don't know where we left off, but I felt like you had wanted to get some thoughts in, so go ahead.
Well, you know, I mean, you're 100% right, and I was just going to say, well, you know, on the marketplace, there's competition for the best product, and if you can provide the best product, that being of a society and a city dwelling or what have you, you know, I mean, these things may come true, but, you know, it just takes somebody with an idea. I mean, everybody that has a business idea is probably told, you know, this isn't going to happen, you know, they shoot holes through your ideas.
Yep.
So what you have to do as a you know, a person of interest in a particular area, you have to continue on with that idea and keep making sure that those holes will be filled up, or, you know, do what you got to do. I mean, it is a free market, and, you know, I like Mark's antagonism towards UE and every once in a while, and I listen. So, you know, these things do happen. And, but yeah, you know, I really appreciate, you know, you guys' show and everything, and I keep listening. And hey, for the record, though, my name is Colin with a K. I spell it K-O-L-I-N, and I just picked up. You guys were talking about, like, people spell their names weird or something, but I spell my name K-O-L-I-N, so thought I'd just...
Hey, awesome. Good for you.
So, all right, so let me see.
I spell Mark, D-O-G.
So let me see if I've got the proposal straight. So your idea is to move people into a section of Detroit and basically secede from Detroit or secede from Michigan or...
Well, I mean, you can take a grad. I mean, this is a very premature idea. I talked about it with a few friends, and I thought, what better platform than to have Liberty Lovers, you know, on a radio station talk about it and whatnot. But for me personally, it would be to move into a small section of Detroit. Now, Detroit is not what you think. It's not like RoboCop land where everybody's like, you know, this is going to happen. There are places in Detroit that are actually pretty nice. There's Indian Village, which is just outside Royal Oak, Ferndale area, and that's actually really, really nice area with very multi-million-dollar homes and whatnot, or what used to be.
Well, you're not going to be able to... Okay, if you're going to ask people to buy a $1 million home...
No. That's not what I'm trying to do, but I'm saying is there are areas of Detroit that are nice, that aren't like a dilapidated, falling apart, you know...
Sure. I think the agorists that had called in wanted to take over one of those dilapidated areas because of the fact that nobody wanted to be there.
But it still, Detroit, you know, whether it's the dilapidated part or the good part, still has a very intrusive Fabian socialist government, designed government, and I think that the likelihood of resting its talons from, I mean, you know, it seems to me that New Hampshire being the freest state, that one would want to start at the highest point one could to build liberty, rather than finding probably the most socialistic place.
And again, this has been brought up multiple times. People have said this, and thanks, Mark, for bringing it up. Now, what with the socialistic, you know, taxation and whatnot, or whatever you want to coin it, There have been proposals from people who live in Oakland County, which is the county just outside Detroit and the one that I live in, is to make Detroit a tax-exempt status area for 10 years, business-wise. Now, I understand 10 years is not forever, but if you get things going so well,
would that be
maybe
the
other
city
areas
of, just to clarify what you're saying, would that be the city of Detroit withdrawing taxing?
Yes. There have been a couple different proposals, like maybe all of Wayne County or...
And this proposal is coming from the next county over or coming from Detroit City Council?
This is the thing about Detroit is a lot of people live around the area and they go down there to watch the Detroit Lions, to watch the Detroit Red Wings and the Detroit Tigers, and then they go back to the suburbs. But everybody wants to go to Detroit because there's nowhere else to go. We go to Chicago. There are counties around here that want to make this the bustling city that it used to be. And there are people, privatized individuals, that would like to invest in an infrastructure.
How would the county, I don't understand how Michigan the political system works. How would the next county over be able to influence the city of Detroit's taxing ability?
Well, you know, I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm a professional on how counties exactly work. But from what
no influence over the county next door to them as far as how they tax.
Well, when the county is, you know, Oakland County is like one of the richest counties in America or something like that. They have some kind of upper hand in the deal, but at the same time, like you just pointed out, it doesn't always work to their benefit because obviously it's not really going anywhere. But the counties, when they fund projects, they go from Wayne County in Detroit to, say, Oakland County. They have public transit and whatnot that goes between, so they try and dangle that over each other's heads.
So I'm curious. So getting back to the idea of what you're proposing, people would move into one area of Detroit, and then what would happen, do you think?
Well, I think that people would be able to invest in an area that they could make, you know, like businesses and whatnot that could work within each other and then eventually bring more and more people into the community that could see that, hey, this is prosperous in Detroit and this is happening. And maybe from that something can spring out. You know,
would the idea be to secede from Detroit or to try to take over the Detroit City Council somehow?
I know this is kind of like, oh, okay, well, we take over Detroit City Council, we'll know better than the ones that were there before. But what I'm trying to say is, if you can show that this works in Detroit with people kind of like, yeah, seceding or whatever you want to coin it, setting policies that would then be able to blossom and show this actually works, no taxation works.
Tell you what, Colin, if you can show people that it works, that would be great, and you'd have all kinds of people jumping on board. So keep us in the loop and let us know how it goes. It'd be interesting to keep an eye on things. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Everyone, the toll-free number is 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line joining you tonight. It's Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And we invite you over to our website at freetalklive.com. We have the webcam and the archives and the Shrine of Female Listeners. In fact, news updates as well. If you want to get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com and you can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever works best for you. news.freetalklive.com.
If you're like me and you just don't have time to sit down and with a book anymore, audiobooks may very well be the solution to your dilemma. You can get in all the books that you want to read, and you can do it while you do other things, whether you're commuting to work or working in the garden, working out, or, you know, just on the computer, whatever you want to do. Audible makes it incredibly easy for you. They've got all kinds of different categories over there, more than 100,000 titles from which to choose. In categories such as science, technology, here's The Selfish Gene by Richard Dawkins, or Psychology, second edition by Sandra K. Sorelli, maybe. Mind-Body Prescription, Healing the Body, Healing the Pain by John E. Sarno. All kinds of different titles from which to choose. And you can get any of them that you want for free from audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Go over there, get a free gold membership, and that includes a download. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. It's fast, easy, and affordable. I've done it, and, you know, I concur. It is also fast, easy, and affordable. audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
We continue with you and your thoughts and calls. Tom is in Michigan. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, good evening, both.
Hey, Tom.
This is my second time calling. I spoke with you guys last week on the assault charges that I have pending against me. Of course, nothing has happened with that yet. But I was listening to you this evening, and I just heard your last caller, Colin.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Kurt and I have these debates. I love that guy, Kurt, and he is so inspirational for me and many people in our area for this Free State Project movement. But he, just like I, he can't move because he's got a wife that doesn't want to. He's got a government job here. He can't give up. Mm. He's got all the perks. And I can't just up and jump and move. And I want to do something. And as your last caller said, you know, there's no reason we can't do something here where we are.
Well, what would you propose? Are you going to move to Detroit like Colin suggests?
No, you know what? I don't see that we need to move anywhere. And this is my debate, I suppose I should say, with Kurt. And here's an example. You guys go to, you guys do your self-sacrifice, I want to call it. Skirmishes you're encountering with the cops and doing this on purpose, civil disobedience. Gotcha.
That's about two dozen, maybe three dozen people in the Free State Project of 1,000 movers. I'd just like to point out that they are a vocal minority.
They're just newsworthy, Mark.
Okay.
Okay, but let's say you do what you're doing. And right now, this assault case that I'm going through, I am doing this on my own. And Kurt says, Tom, you got balls. I would not do this if I were you. They already offered me to drop everything. If I went on probation and kept my nose clean for a year, they would drop all the charges and dismiss the entire case. But I can't do it. I did not do what they are accusing me of. The reason this is happening is because I did not lick the cops' boots that came out to question me. And that's why I have to do what I do.
Yep.
Good for you.
Kurt says, Tom, you're poking the bear, you're throwing pebbles at the bear. You need to move somewhere where you've got support. Okay, let's go with that. You guys have support where you're at. But guess what? You're still going to jail. So what's the difference of where I stand, make my stand?
Well, if we had Derek J. here, he would be able to explain to you how he felt today. He was in court with approximately 20, 25 supporters. And afterwards, he related to us that he was so grateful that he was here with us there to support him, because even though there are dozens of liberty-minded people in the Philadelphia area from whence he comes, that he wouldn't have had the same level of support. So it's nice to have people come out to the trial. It's nice to have people, you know, be willing to take care of, the family pets while you might be in jail or whatever. But as Mark pointed out, it's not all about getting arrested. I mean, only a very small minority of people here are doing civil disobedience. There are lots of people that are working actively in the state house. In fact, there's news today, Mark, about how the New Hampshire state representatives, I believe, have
the house has passed an amendment prohibiting the income tax.
Yay!
Right. Well, hold on. The amendment has to be voted on. It has to be voted on.
Oh, that was a troll. Did you see that?
Just to clarify, the amendment has to be voted on by the full population of New Hampshire, or the voting population New Hampshire. So this has not been passed, but it's an indicator of a level of political influence and success.
Only sort of, because it was not overwhelming. If I remember.
I believe there was only about 100 people that voted against
it. There are lots of people in the government in New Hampshire that would love an income tax. They believe that that's the solution to their problem.
Right. I'm just telling you it's an indicator of relative success here compared to elsewhere. Like, you don't see California passing a
What other state has one of their bicameral legislatures have passed one of these in the last decade?
Right. So when you say you're still going to jail, of course, whenever you do civil disobedience, you're going to go to jail if you don't have huge numbers of people. And the fact is, we don't have hundreds of people here who are willing to do civil disobedience on a regular basis. But maybe down the line we will. But many people are involving themselves in a variety of different ways. And there's no way you can substitute for having sheer numbers of activists concentrating their activism in one place.
Okay. Well, let me just say this. Kurt and I have been debating on this issue. You guys said that in the last 10 years, this project, as you just said, it took 3 years to decide where you're going to move. So now 10 years has gone by. You admittedly said there's only about maybe approximately 10,000 people that have moved there.
Incorrect. There are approximately 800 or so that have officially made the move, that have let the Free State Project know they've made the move. So there are about 1,000 people here that are members of the Free State Project, participants in it. There are 11,000 people who have signed and pledged to make the move. So not even as many as you think.
Okay, well, this even makes my point more. How long are we going to wait? I mean, if we all are going to wait until we all move to one place, as Kurt says, well, if we all buy houses in one area and they come to get our income taxes, it's never going to happen.
I don't about never.
Well, it is happening.
It's slow, and admittedly, it's slow. I mean, you know, when people, it's hard to move. You know as well as I do that it's hard to move. I left. I may not have quit my job when I quit my job when we moved to the Free State Project for the Free State Project to start full time with Free Talk Live. I sold two houses. I sold two cars. I moved off the street where my mom lived. So I left my family. I did all these and brought my then wife with me, and all the things that, I mean, it's, you know, it's hard. It takes a while for people to do these things. There's no doubt about it. If you think it's going to happen next week, you shouldn't move for the Free State Project. You should go to ericksoncouncil.org and take a look at what they've got. If you want freedom for yourself tomorrow, then that's, you know, maybe that's
hit the high seas. So look, and we can hear it in the last two calls, the reticence of people who believe in liberty to actually pick up and move for it. Like many of the founding fathers did, they left their, you know, England to come here and, you know, hopefully find
it may
more
take
freedom.
Another 10 years to show somebody who's in a tyrannical state that, look, New Hampshire's moving in the right direction, so then they actually do decide to move.
Right. For me, it's a no-brainer. I mean, when I heard the idea the first time, I thought, wow, that's amazing, but it's cold. I don't want to go. And then I got over the fact that it's cold, and I went. And here I am, and now we've got more people here than ever. More people move every single year. You name for me one other place where there's an influx of liberty-minded people on an even inconsistent basis. It's consistent here. People are coming in all the time. Name for me one more place.
I think it's... Go ahead.
I agree with you. I it's the only one that I've heard of, or at least that is an attempt, and like you said, more people are moving here than anywhere, but...
And they're getting elected. And there's.
I think it's important to point out here that somebody who doesn't want to move for the Free State Project is not bad or wrong.
I didn't say they were bad.
I know, but a lot of people hear it this way. They are not bad or wrong. They just have not reached the point that it is right for them.
No doubt.
Maybe they will. Maybe they won't.
Good luck, Tom. If you're going to stick it out alone up there, I wish you the best. And thank you for the call. Keep us in the loop as to what you're up to. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book in plain sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order in plain sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on?
If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
At 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And here tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
By the way, if you want to support Free Talk Live, shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the link you'll find there, different Amazons for different countries. Click in the right one for you and just get your shopping done. Whatever it is you're looking for, they probably sell it. If you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you can have your shopping experience that you're used to with Amazon. It's just that when you enter through our links over at shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. Once again, shop.freetalklive.com. We'll continue with your calls here in a moment. Just a few more thoughts on the last two calls we had. One of them from the Detroit area, the county right outside of one of the counties right outside of Detroit, where a gentleman was proposing that he thought the Free State Project was a good idea, but it would be better if it was in the county that was next to him, and proposed that people move to Detroit. So the next guy that called in, who was already familiar with the Free State Project, asked him if he would join the Free Detroit Project, and he said no, he'd rather stay where he is and work towards freedom there. And this is a common response when people come across the idea of the Free State Project. Many of them can recognize the value in having liberty-minded people moving together to the same place. But gosh, it sure is a lot more difficult to move across the country or halfway across the country than it is to move to the county next door to you. And so ultimately,
and most people, the three main, this really falls into the three main, detractions for the three main concerns about the Free State Project.
Cold
is the first one. Now, these two guys from Michigan, obviously, if that's not their concern, if it is their concern, I don't even know how to speak to that. Two, my family lives where I live. I do not want to leave my family. And three, my job is where I live. I do not want to leave my job.
Mm-hmm.
All three of these are valid concerns, and I do not want to minimize any one of these concerns. However, if that is a concern for you, shouldn't it be a concern for others? If that is a concern for others, is your idea a good one? Because if you're concerned about picking up and moving your life because it is an expensive operation, then should you suggest that other people do the same?
Because that would be essentially what you're asking, is
yes,
for all the liberty-minded people.
I have a great idea. Move around me. I am the next David Koresh, and we will live in school buses with AK-47s.
Well, I think you're being a little hyperbolic there. But essentially,
but nobody of the Free State Project did that. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project,
he's not even here yet,
has suggested that people do this, and he didn't, he gave them the opportunity. Pick a state. Now, I'll admit the Southeast Liberty Project had a vote ahead of time. But
wait, they voted?
They did vote on a state.
Really? I hadn't even heard about this yet.
It was done on Facebook, but it was done before anybody sort of signed up.
I thought they were going to vote on a county.
Look, I don't want to go any further. I don't know.
Okay.
My point was
going to be here that when the Free State Project idea comes to a liberty lover in whatever form, it's like, oh, yeah, it's a great idea. Let's do it here.
And it happens every time somebody hears about the Free State Project. Well, what about my town?
Right. And, you know, great. You go ahead and try that and let us know how it works. I mean, by all means, if the Free Detroit Project takes off, I'm moving. You know, if it's working better than if they get free in Detroit, I'll be there. You know, if you get free in the Southeast Liberty Project, sign me up. But right now, we've got a 10-year head start in New Hampshire. We've got 11,000 people that have signed on. We've got 1,000 people that are here. We've got more that are moving constantly. We've got people showing up in the middle of the winter.
Yep. You can have an idea, or you can have the reality of the idea.
Right.
Those are your choices.
You can try to duplicate, and it's fine to compete. By all means, jump in. They tried in Wyoming, and last I heard, it had completely fizzled out. Wyoming was the Boston Tea Party author guy, Kenneth Royce, I think is his name. He kind of put that together, spearheaded it. It ended up being kind of this cult of personality sort of thing. And I guess I forget what I heard. I heard just recently that it's just bombed out. If you go to their website, you know, it hasn't been updated in a while. Free State Europe completely bombed out. There's nothing happening with those guys. And, you know, maybe somebody can compete with the Free State Project. I mean, the Free State Project board is very bureaucratic and slow, so it's not like it would be hard to out-compete them in quickness of operation. But, you know, there's still that long 10-year process that we've gone through. The brand building is significant. You know, the Free State Project is one of the 100,000 most popular websites in the world. So
if you have a concern about moving, you are one person. Then now think about that multiplied times all these people. We've got 1,000 people who've already picked up and moved. Try to imagine getting 6 people to pick up their lives and move for your idea. When I picked up and moved for the Free State Project, I had 2 houses. When you know before this, you know prepared
as you mentioned,
2 houses, 2 cars, lived on the same street as my mom. You know this was my
hometown.
You
weren't one of the first 6 people. We were like mover number 420 and 421 when we moved.
It cost me big to move, and not everybody has to pay. I mean, the greater and lesser ways to do it.
And the reason we moved was because I was excited by the activism that was already going on here. So not only do you have to create this idea, but you have to create something that's exciting. You have to, because the idea is one thing, but the reality is another, right? So to just think of something and talk about it with your friends, that's cool. But to actually get the ball rolling, to move the idea forward and to create it, turn it into reality, that's the tricky part. And then to promote that and to let people know that it's happening. So like I said, if you move forward with it and it starts to work out, call us up, let us know. I'd be happy to talk about it on the air with you. Let's go to Gene, the Christian Anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Gene.
Hey, I'm on my way tomorrow morning to South Carolina. I'm going to drive the Ron Paul Corvette there to see if I can drum up some votes for Dr. Paul.
Excellent. Excellent. You've got your whole Corvette wrapped with one of those fancy bus wrap kind of stuff. It's really, really sharp looking. If you search for a Ron Paul Corvette, it comes up on YouTube, right?
Yes. And I posted on Ron Paul forums because I've got an extra seat there, and I'll be driving from Memphis to Charleston tomorrow. And so if somebody wants to go on Ron Paul forums and give me a shout, I can give them a ride. But I wanted to mention something that happened in China regarding my car.
Okay.
I mentioned in the past this guy that we know who's a head tax collector for this district in China. He's a bureaucrat there. He's a nice guy. And he was telling us I was showing him pictures of the Ron Paul Corvette. And he said, well, it's kind of nice that it's nice that you people in America get concerned about who you're going to elect for president, he said, because in our country, nobody even thinks twice about it because we don't get a say in it anyway. So it was just an interesting little comparison there by a bureaucrat who happens to be a member of the Communist Party. And the whole attitude in China is they really don't give a darn because they can't do anything about it anyway.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what's worse, the idea that you do have some sway in this area, or the idea that you don't?
I think probably the idea that you don't is worse, and I think maybe that's going to change. I think in China, I think that things will eventually work towards freedom there. I think
I would agree that it would have to.
It seems to be doing that, though, right?
Even though they have the censorship on the internet, there's still an awful lot of information flying around there that they can't block.
Yeah, more so than ever in the past, and the same thing with this country today as well. But isn't it your observation, Gene, having visited China a number of times, your wife's family lives over there, you've called us from there, that it has in many ways been moving toward more freedom?
Oh, they're definitely more free than they've ever been in the past, and financial freedom there is better than what we have here. Political freedom is not, but I think maybe those things might eventually work themselves out. I know that there's a lot of tension in China between the people and the government, and they have riots there quite frequently. You don't hear a lot about them, but...
Are they aware of the scope of the censorship against them?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, they know. And
well, that's good. If they know they're being censored, then that's good motivation for them to work around the blockages. And, of course, there are ways to do that.
Sure.
So the more they are aware of it, the more they'll be desirous of a solution. Gene, as always, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Detroit, which has one of the highest crime rates of large American cities, according to Reuters, plans to close the doors of its police stations to the public for 16 hours a day starting on Monday. This
was
a couple of weeks ago, as the cash-strapped city struggles to slash costs. Public-facing desks at eight stations that represent the eight precincts or districts of the Detroit Police Department will be closed at 4 p.m. every day and reopen the next morning at 8. It means residents could have a harder time immediately finding face-to-face help from the police during key hours of the day. The moves are expected to lead to virtual precincts as the police department plans to redeploy desk-bound officers to more time on the streets during the affected hours. The administration is under intense pressure to cut hundreds of millions in costs. The city estimates it could run out of money within the next 90 days if immediate action is not taken. And as we know, we've talked about how Detroit is already shutting off streetlights in some neighborhoods, which, of course, streetlights are a huge prevention of crime. And now they're going to make it so you can't even go into the police department unless it's during business hours. So too bad for anybody that works during the daytime. You have to take the day off if you want to go and see the police about some sort of an issue. And I wish we had more time to talk about it because it's an interesting issue. Maybe we'll get to it tomorrow night. See you then online. In the meantime, freetalklife.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.